Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is the gentleman seated here right next to me, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only, Fred Dreyer, the guy who brings the life and fun to this show each week, as you can tell right now as he grabs all sorts of good things. Oh, look at that. He's getting some of my jelly bellies right in front of me there. Thank you, Fred. Welcome. Oh, wait a second. Let me put this button here. Yeah. Now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, here we go. Everything is good on this side of the room. How about you over there?
Everything is good right here on this side of the room. It's like same side. We're at SoFi Stadium. If you watch us on video, here's the deal. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio on all the radio stations and all the digital platforms, the Google Home speaker, the Amazon Echo. Just say, hey, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio, and you can hear us. You can hear us by dialing on your cell phone, pound 250. It's a phone call. You dial pound 250. When the call is answered, they say, what's the keyword? You say CRN. They'll load our app on your phone, and you can listen to us wherever you are.
It's the best deal in town, I swear.
It's free.
It's better than joining Netflix.
Exactly. Thank you, Fred.
See?
You're the social media genius, as I've always known all along. And then we're on Sports Byline, all of their great radio stations. Sirius XM, oh my gosh, let me tell you, Sirius XM, channel 217 on Sirius, channel 203 on XM, 967 on their internet service. We're on video on Twitter, on Twitch, on Facebook, on Periscope, on Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com.
And the cartoon channel, aren't we?
I think so. I think that's coming up soon.
Warner Brothers Cartoon Channel.
Yeah, so we welcome you to the show. We got a big week here. How's your week been, Fred?
It's been not unlike yours. I've been trying to juggle several different things.
See?
From the professional side and the non-professional side. You don't want to know about the non-professional side.
No, you don't want to know about that.
You don't want to know about that.
Stay, I'm not interested. And don't forget, on Facebook Live, we've got our chat room going, so you can chat with us if you would like to. All you have to do is make some comments there. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
See you next time.
Abbreviated version. Stand by for Dodger baseball. No, we'll be back. We got a full hour
pitching,
here.
By the way. Anybody pitching over there?
No, I think Clayton Kershaw came in here because he's got a little excess energy after only going.
I saw him in the parking lot. He was just stammering around. He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Throwing pretzels and peanut bags in the stand because he's got extra energy. He was only in there an inning and a third.
If I hadn't yelled at him, that truck would have hit him.
We'll be right back here in the Sports Lodge. Thanks for joining us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn. The one and only Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan.
Thank
he
you.
He is the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties.
Yeah.
In one game in the same quarter.
Yep,
it's an amazing story.
That's the proper name, Sultan. I think I answered that better than
you do.
Than anything else nowadays. But I want to, before we get going here,
yeah.
You know, I get fantastic amounts of mail now.
You do.
Over the last month or two, I've been getting, you know, stuff.
Show them all that stuff. Look at that.
I've been getting stuff. This is just stuff that's laying here on my desk.
Yeah.
But all the stuff I get comes from everywhere around the world, Western Europe, Eastern Europe. I've gotten one from Russia. I've got to be careful it's not related to Putin and any of these other people, you know. But the point is that you guys are sending me requests for autographs and stuff, which I'm glad to do. But here's what you have to make sure you do. You know, when you send an envelope, you got to put right here in that empty space.
Hold it up a little higher so we can get on camera there. There you go.
What is it? You've got. I know this got stamps and stuff on it, but sometimes you put requests for an autograph, and you leave the envelope blank. There's no way. I have to go down to the post office. Someone here at CRN has to go down to the post office.
Yeah, you don't personally do that. You're Fred Dreyer.
Sakes. Well, I go. Fred Dreyer goes.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Sultan goes.
All right, Sultan is there.
You know, I got two separate mailboxes, one for Sultan, one for Fred Dreyer.
Okay.
But I would request that you send self-addressed stamp envelopes all ready to go so I can sign it, lick it, put it in the mail, and you get your request. Otherwise, I don't know how we're going to battle this with just no envelopes with no postage on it.
Yeah, postage, self-addressed stamped envelope, so he can get it.
Thank you very much, by the way, for wanting. You know, it's interesting. You know, life goes on. You know, I know a lot of, you know, people who don't get requests for mail and stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at one of them right here. You get
get stuff. You get stuff.
I don't. All I got this week was this Post-it that I received a Post-it here.
That's a start, Mike.
And It's almost green. Look at that. It's like it's an amazing. It's a magic post that I can blot out my mouth. I won't talk. And then I can go ahead and talk again. Anyway,
yeah, look at that.
This is got the phone number for Dr. Luis Rivera. So that's all I got was a phone call.
Sounds specious.
That's it. One post-it since we've been doing the show.
What?
It's terrible.
It's really good.
Now we
So anyway,
I'm glad you're. It's very important to send self-addressed stamps.
Yeah, I don't want to wish to ramble on about it, but I keep getting this stuff, and I don't want it sitting here staring at me. I want it to get signed, so help me get it signed. Thanks.
Okay, now, Pam sent us, and let's lead off with some fan mail here, because you can always email Fred at freddryer@crntalk.com. F-R-E-D is your Fred. Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, like in the Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. And he gets the fan mails. And so Pam sent us this note, and it's a sad note. This guy doesn't live too far from me in Southern, or didn't live too far from me. He said, Pam says, very sorry to hear about the passing of a friend of yours, actor, musician, Johnny Crawford, last week at the age of 75. I didn't know he had passed away. I missed it totally.
Yep. Johnny, I've known Johnny since probably 1972. Terrific guy.
There he is.
Actor, musician. Not a lot of people knew. I can't say that maybe, but not a lot of people knew that he was a terrific musician.
He was, right?
And had loved the Roaring Twenties, Bix Beiderbecke, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we all know him as Lucas.
Yeah, McCain on from the old Rifleman series, right?
Yeah.
Opposite Chuck Connors in that series.
Yeah, you know, and it's tough trying to encapsulize someone's career, but you talk about the person, and there was nobody better than Johnny. He was very loved, very respected, and he's just going to be missed terribly, and we love him and love his family.
Yeah, we really do. And he was a longtime friend of yours, Fred, over 40 years. And you loved his songs, too. Cindy's Birthday, remember? That was one of the big tunes that he had there. So condolences from Pam to Mr. Crawford's
Mark McCain. There's Mark McCain. Lucas and Mark.
Lucas and Mark. There you go.
Yeah.
And we have a picture here. If you're on the video feed, we'll post it at our website at crntalk.com. Or actually here on the Sports Lounge. I'm sorry. That's where our site is, and there's a picture there of Johnny Crawford in his younger days as he was on the Rifleman series. And
Mark McCann, young Mark.
Mark, and then there's a picture of him as the great musician, older, later on in his life.
He was right around the corner on off of Latuna Canyon, I believe.
Yeah, it's a nice area up there, and he
Sundland.
Lived there for
Sundland,
many years.
Sundland, California,
yeah,
for you folks, for you people who are interested in the topography of Southern California.
Good stuff over there. All right, so sad note, but we have to play tribute to a good friend there, and thank you, Pam, for getting that into us. Now, Nikki has sent something into you. Said, hello, Fred Dryer.
Hello.
Okay, so I want to make sure you answered her. Hope you are doing well. And she says, thank you for putting on your show on CRN Digital Talk. I enjoy watching it. Your commentary is entertaining to listen to. I try to catch the show when I can. I have been watching Hunter episodes on Amazon Prime. Great show. I also recently came across your story that you shared on the show, Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Well,
it was very chilling and intriguing. Thank you for sharing your experience. We couldn't get you to tell that story because I think I remember a little bit about this.
Well, it's very complicated. It literally takes about a half hour to show it when you talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you kind of paraphrase it for us a little?
Not really. Otherwise, you're just droning on, and it's kind of boring unless you really get it right, you know.
But the whole deal, it's the one I'm thinking of, is you and your daughter were involved in this one, right?
Well, yes. We were back in Connecticut. We took her to a school to look at to see if she'd like to go to that high school. And once we got there, we realized that the swimming pool that they showed us was haunted. And I saw things that I thought only I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got back to our bed and breakfast where we were staying in Washington, Connecticut. And I mentioned a couple of things to my daughter, and she broke out in a sweat. she saw exactly the same things I saw.
Exactly. So, and you were with a group.
She described him to me.
And you were with a group.
We were with
the
group.
The rest of the group didn't see it, but you, when you looked in the room, saw things, and she saw the same stuff you saw.
Well, I don't know, and I don't. I don't know if the other parents and students who were with us in the tour saw anything like that. But the thing that really capped it off was the next morning we got up to go to get breakfast and pack our bags and check out and hop in the car and take off back to Boston. The crazy thing was before I left the headmaster's office, I said, oh, by the way, somebody mentioned when we were taking a tour of the pool area over there that there had been like a tragedy over there. And he says, oh, yes, that happened a long time ago in the 20s.
Wow.
And I said, well, what happened there? And he said, well, there was a couple of drownings there, and which is one of the things that I saw. And so I didn't tell him anything about that. But as I, again, you know, you had to be there.
That's a strange thing, and she didn't go to that school, did she?
No.
You didn't go back
there. Not because of that.
Oh, okay.
That was a good school.
It was a good school?
Not because of that, but because of
other
things.
Drownings happen there. You guys happen to see things in the water and stuff over there. We have to have you tell that whole story, maybe with Kate on the show sometime.
Well, she could do a good job of it, too, because when I told her that, we had a lot of fun with it. We just couldn't believe it. Yeah. We couldn't believe it was happening, as they say.
And you told that on Ghost Stories on television?
We told that on Ghost Stories. I mentioned that to the producer of the show, who was out here at the time. I met her up at the Hefner's, and she just said, I want you to tell this story, your story, on TV.
Straight ahead, we'll have more.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to Strange Tales and Story of the Macabre. With your host, Fred Dreyer. Maybe we should do a spin-off series of you and your daughter, Kate, doing ghost stories. That's a scary one there. When you tell that whole story about you and your daughter going to check out schools for educational purposes and then going into this room where there was a pool and you could feel the chill and you saw things that other people didn't see, and it's pretty amazing.
This was a gigantic swimming pool.
Yeah.
And it was inside, had bleachers around one quadrant of the pool itself.
Yeah.
And there were some real eerie things when I went in there. And I to be honest with you, when I started seeing this stuff, it was confusing. And so I went outside to clear my head a little bit.
You stepped away.
I stepped outside into the sun, wow, came back, and saw more of it.
Yeah, and you when you came back, it was still there. Unamazing.
Oh, it was there, and it was so it was. You know, all the kids that were in the pool from the 20s.
Yeah, you could were, their were, outfits in the.
Well,
20s.
They're in their one piece black bathing suits from the era. You know,
unbelievable.
Wow, it was.
All right, let's kind of shake that one loose. Get back into things now. Baseball news, just as maybe as scary, maybe not quite. Here's the deal. I'm watching a Toronto Blue Jays game early on in the season. I look and I thought, well, wait a second. What happened to their stadium? Didn't they have like a hotel and everything where you could see the women and the guys going at it in the rooms there one year and all that stuff?
Yeah.
This looked like an old rundown place. And here come to find out, they've been playing their games in Florida. They're kind of a vagabond team, the Toronto Blue Jays, because Canada won't allow them to play there. They're afraid the Canadian government has restrictions during the coronavirus pandemic. You think we've got some weird government officials, and let's face it, they're pretty strange there in the White
well,
House.
Well, they're commies. Aren't they commies up there now?
Socialists at the very least.
Well, they're commies, so, in my book.
In Canada, they're not even letting the Blue Jays play in their own stadium. So they were playing in Florida, and now they've left Salem Field in Florida, and they've gone to Buffalo, New York, and they're going to be playing their games there, and that's the home of the Buffalo Bisons. So it's and that's a pretty good feel, I guess. So the Blue Jays last year played at Salem Field and played in Florida. Now they're up at the with the Buffalo Bisons. Here's the thing. Minor league baseball, and by the way, there's a related story here. Minor league baseball did not play at all last year, Fred Dreyer.
I know that.
Because it was canceled out. And now they started to play this year, and they're pulling some pretty good crowds here, if I can find the story. My gosh, this is like a dossier of stuff here. They have drawn 103,483 fans. Well, maybe it's not that great for 47 games. But still, they've got fans back in the park. They try to bring fans in with some very big deal promotions. That's what's great about the minor leagues. And here's the Toronto Blue Jays playing their games here at the Buffalo Bisons Park. So
well,
it's Buffalo, New York.
I understand they do a lot of things with Buffalo.
You do?
Yeah.
And, like you want to explain? You want to expand on that a little bit?
It's barnstorming. It's a whole lot of America out there that doesn't have professional sports from a standpoint of your major cog of baseball, football, basketball, hockey, and whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of towns out there have homespun baseball.
Yeah,
and this is one of them.
So this
and
is
they
the
also buff- have they also have buffaloes.
So this is the Buffalo Bisons, and some of their promotions actually involve real life buffalo.
Yeah, and so there's
really?
A buff just like to
really
like to you know to decide a close game if necessary.
What do they do? How do they do
well,
that?
They buffalo wrestle. You know.
So they have celebrities in there that wrestle with the buffalo?
Yeah, the buffalo. You jump off of a buffalo onto another buffalo and try to bring it down. And if you can do that and faster than your opponent, then you guys win the game.
So we should take it. I'm just wondering, there must be some conflicts there because minor league baseball is going on. So the Buffalo Bisons baseball team, and say that quickly, Buffalo Bisons baseball. That's why they keep changing their announcers. Thank you. Welcome to Buffalo Bisons baseball.
Well, everybody's drunk by the third inning.
So you have a couple of Blatts. Blatts brings you Buffalo Bisons baseball.
Hey, you know, I talked to you last night.
You did?
At this Dodger
game. I can't
remember. I know. At this Dodger game, I got the impression I talked to nobody, too, when I hung up.
Thank you.
But
give him a one shot for
I did not know. See, right now, I miss my rim shot.
Yeah.
What happened?
And you're going to keep missing it because we got this studio.
We moved into a new studio
just for today. Yeah.
So what was I saying? Probably nothing important.
Wait a second. There's your rim shot.
Oh, that's good.
Good. Is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right, so go ahead. You were talking about
talking
this
about?
Last night. You were talking to me.
Yeah, and you said, well, gee, it's three to three in the seventh inning.
They were losing, and then they tied it.
The point was that at the end of seven innings, I said, what's the difference in the seven innings? He said, well, you're going to have to only play seven innings if you're in a doubleheader.
You told me that, yes.
Yes,
you said that.
And that's true. But what I didn't know
here's
the extra innings.
Yeah.
So they played nine innings yesterday in Chicago the other day. They played nine innings, and they got beat 5-3, I think it was.
5-3. Two games they played. It was a doubleheader.
Yeah.
And now in Major League Baseball, Fred's telling you that when they play a doubleheader, it's only seven innings. And so Fred thought that because the game was tied 3-3.
It'd be a tie.
That they're just going to end the game. And was I surprised after I hung up with you to see them go into extra innings in a seven-inning game? They played the eighth, and they started like they do extra innings in a regular game in the tenth. They put a runner on second base, and then you try to bring them in.
I don't understand Major League Baseball at all. I really don't.
It's confusing.
They have really the leadership is not there.
Major League Baseball took that All-Star game out of Atlanta with all those people ready to go and see it.
There's so many things to discuss. If you really wanted to devote an hour of this show to griping about a Major League Baseball team,
a faux pas. It's terrible.
And it goes back to stealing signs in Houston.
Yes,
and
not punishing the owner of the team,
and then the Dodger players not caring about it.
Some did. Some spoke about it, but they were told not to talk about it. Well, don't say anything about it. Hey, you got the cheated. They were cheating you. I'd talk about it I'm still talking about it. I'm not a Dodger player. Those Astros were cheaters.
How can you make a living as a professional athlete and allow the league to cheat you and your teammates?
Hold on a second. I think we're getting a message from the Houston Astros.
Curveball.
It's an SOS sign.
That's a curveball.
Strike out Sid. So here's the deal. This week's game here, the doubleheader with the Dodgers. It's two seven-inning games. Clayton Kershaw, I'm thinking they lost the first game 7-1.
Where is that?
This was the first game of a doubleheader, and Clayton was in Chicago, pulled after only throwing 39 pitches, which is a lot of pitches, in the first inning. He was in the first inning, threw 39 pitches, gave up, four runs or something. His shortest career start was an inning and a third, which came on also May 4th in 2010. This was under an inning. He was pulled out in the first inning. The doubleheader, Dave Roberts, guy that pulled him out. He gave up four hits and two walks while striking out two. So he had some strikeouts, but he was just off. And Clayton gets – this guy is a pro, but he said, quoting him, "It's embarrassing. No excuses. I was horrible. I put our team in a really bad spot. Chalk it up to a really bad start and get ready for the next one." It's the second time, by the way, that Kershaw, in his 361 career starts, allowed four runs in the first inning. So
well, I'm going to make that's one thing, because he'll remedy that. We're not worried about that. But here's what I noticed yesterday.
Yes.
As long as he stays in the dugout sulking and pouting with his head down, shaking his head, and the camera's going to stay on him.
Of course.
He's got to stop that. And I mean it. I mean,
anybody should stop doing that.
Of course. You don't want people seeing you like that. You got to get in, grab the towel, go into the runway, down and up into the locker room, and do what you're going to do there. And then a half an inning later, you can come back out and join the team looking like you're a teammate.
Have a soda and a hot dog or whatever. Well,
whatever it is, you might going to.
No, it's true.
But you cannot go and sulk in front of and pout and have the manager put his arm around you. You can't do that.
Yeah, especially, and I think he knows better than
I don't know that. I don't know if he knows that.
He said a little more of his statement. He said, "I would have liked to have continued to go and try to be better." He says, "But when you're that bad, you really can't stand up for yourself too much." So there you had it. He wanted to stay in, but he's had a couple of these tough games this year, and he's also had some incredible games that he's brought the team back from a losing streak or whatever.
Well,
so,
he hasn't. The team has.
The team has lost. They lost. That was the seventh time they've lost in 9 games.
Well, they've lost 10 out of 13.
There you go. That's pretty bad for the defending world champions. So Kershaw said, everything was bad. I'm not going to try and analyze it too much. Just everything was bad.
But pitching isn't their problem. Starting pitching and bullpen pitching has been excellent. What's bad is the people that they brought up from Oklahoma and AAA to fill in for Kiki Hernandez, who's been traded to the Red Sox, and also right there in Chicago, Jock Peterson.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, the people there that the Dodgers let go and brought in, are not doing the job for them.
Yeah, there you go. So they put one of those guys down. Matt Beatty went down and he came back, and he was hitting pretty well. These guys need to be shuffled around a little bit.
Well, they need at-bats.
Yeah. Do they have hitting coaches on the Dodgers, do you know?
Well, some of them are just staring at their World Series rings.
It's beautiful. All right, we'll take a little break, come back with more. It's Fred Dreyer with you in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks so much for joining us.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15. Canon. Clearly better.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil. Freeall spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freeall Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freeall today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Hornwall with the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you all with us. Don't forget you can email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and check him out on Twitter, Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, and get some stuff going. Fred's got some interesting news to tell you about. He's going to be doing a special. You've got a special event coming up that we should tell everybody, where you're going to be sort of one-on-one with an audience where people can just ask you questions.
It's actually a live interview event with the audience.
Live interview event with the audience, yes.
And anybody that wants to grab tickets, we're going to probably tell them where they can do that. But it's going to be on this May the 27th at 6 o'clock Pacific time, live, an evening with yours truly. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about anything and everything, life in general, sports, anything that's in my background or what my opinions might be about what the hell's happening with our country.
Exactly. Now, we pre-taped today's show a little earlier. If those of you that are tuning in going like, hey, why aren't we seeing this stuff? We did it a little earlier in the day because of a little conflict. I have to attend a funeral today for the wonderful Barry Farber, the great talk show host that passed away here a little over a month or two ago. And we're going to pay tribute to him, so we'll be doing that. But this event that Fred's talking about, if Fred will be with you one-on-one where you can call in your questions and ask them to Fred, and we'll talk to Fred about him. And then after the show, there's going to be like a backstage event where you can literally
This is very important. I'm glad you're mentioning it.
Yeah, you can literally go one-on-one with Fred. Now, it's like a Zoom call. It's going to be set up so that you get locked in and you watch the event, and then you can go and get a pass to the backstage area. When you do, you can be there with Fred and personally do an interview, a talk one-on-one, back and forth. Ask him some questions, and you guys can have a little back and forth together. And I believe a picture is taken of you guys together on that, on your video screens or whatever, and you can
Amazing to me, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. So we'll be telling you more about that. That's coming up on the 27th, right? At
27th, at 6 p.m.
Pacific time. 9 Eastern on the 27th of May.
Yeah. And it's I'm looking forward to it because it's I guess you could say it's the cutting edge of the technology we all deal with today, you know.
And by the way, those of you that like to watch Hunter, because, you know, Fred's got the outstanding football career, but equally as important, and Larry Elder, another great talk show host. I remember Larry looking at Fred, and he was like his jaw dropped. He was, you know, it's the most amazing thing. He says, you are amazing because, and I'll don't want to embarrass you here, Fred, but you've had two incredible careers that are tough to do. You've been a sports professional, the all-pro defensive end for the New York Giants and the Rams, and you had a little breath of fresh air there on the Patriots. And then you also had your acting career doing things like Hunter and Land's End and Agent X and Crisis and all those different things. So you've had two challenging careers, and those are going to be a lot of questions to talk about. So our tip of the hat to you that,
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Do you have a star on the Walk of Fame?
No.
You see, we need to get you one.
But just a second. I always qualify by saying so that, you either do or you don't. But, they'll ask you. Johnny Grant, who at the time in 1993 asked me if I wanted to have my star on the sidewalk.
Oh boy!
And I just said, "Well, you know, I don't know. You're shy.
Things, you're a good guy.
Well, no, it's just I try to put everything into perspective. I try to figure out how it'll project out. You know, is this a good thing that I want to have happen? Is it not? Do I feel strongly about it? Because there's a lot of people on the sidewalk that do, and I know many of those people who are on the sidewalk there.
Well, they put on the star in the Walk of Fame. It's a star, and they have your name, and then there's one person who is a five-tool player, only one. On the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because if you're like in TV, there's a little TV set in there, but you could have like TV set. You could have the film, you know, the movie camera going. You can have radio. You can have music. You can have stage if you're a stage actor. Do you know who that person is?
No, I don't.
Any kind of a wild guess at all?
Michael Jackson.
You probably knew this guy, I would think, and he was my dad's favorite of all time actors. Not that you weren't in there, but this.
John Wayne, was it?
You're getting kind of close, Pilgrim. Gene Autry.
Oh,
Gene Autry, TV, radio.
He was
good. He had a radio show, stage, film, and music with all of his, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So here's what I was thinking about this.
You mentioned it.
You have the this new category, sports, which doesn't really count in this thing, but you got the sports thing. You got the film. You got the TV. You got the radio. If we can get you to cut a song, and you've been on stage, haven't you? Have you done some stage plays?
I've tap danced at some point in time in my life. I'm sure there's a film
stage
out there on me tap
dancing. So you could maybe rival if we can cut a couple of acetates here with you singing. Then definitely we get you right next to Gene Autry's thing, because you'd have TV, would have radio, you would have film, stage because of your tap dancing, and make sure you got those shoes there, and then singing.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I may have to reconsider.
And football.
I may have to reconsider.
That's what I'm thinking.
So anyway, my point was is that Johnny says to me, he says, I'm going to come over and talk to you. So I had an office.
Sorry I interrupted,
No, no, no. I had an office over at Paramount Studios at that time, and he came over, and there he was, Johnny Grant, the mayor of Hollywood, sitting in there. I said, Johnny, what are you doing over here? He says, I'm trying to get you to say yes, and we'll put your name there. He said, come on over. I'll buy you lunch, and then we'll take a walk around to see all the spaces that are available.
Well, did you do it?
No, I said – thanks, but no thanks.
Wow.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get out there with a chisel.
Let's do our own for you. I mean, you and the great Robert Conrad, who was also at this network, Robert was more impressed that he had a star that he didn't have to pay for, because you got to pay a lot of money for the star.
At that time, it cost $25,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
Because I helped Art LeBeau get one, and it cost, I think, around $17,000, $18,000. So usually what happens, everybody says, well, you know, it's amazing. Somebody gets a star in the Walk of Fame when their movie comes out or whatever, because they have a movie, they want to promote the movie, they have a star ceremony.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of our good friends like Bob Miller, Vin Scully, some of these guys have, you know, the voice of the Kings, voice of the Dodgers there, and it's amazing. And I think you should have a star on the Hot Walk of Fame. I really do. I'm serious about this.
Well,
and your fans, you should write in and let me know what you think.
No, you just go over to the Chamber of Commerce and see if the mayor's in.
Who's the mayor now?
I don't know.
And we're going to get football on there, because as we all know, you're on that campaign for Football Lives Matter. And I think we can go ahead and make a saying for that, you know, football lives matter. And we can get that as one of the categories.
FLB?
For the
FLB?
Yes.
I'm on.
It's on there.
Wow.
So Donna says, I enjoy watching your TV series, Hunter.
Thank you.
And here's the thing on that. I told you it was on Peacock. I told you it was on Tubi. And we just had another caller here saying that, I think it was Nikki, said she watches it on Amazon. You probably have one of the series, and we're talking about the Hunter series, that's running on more of these
platforms
than platform anybody.
King. Platform King.
Sultan
of platform.
That's scary.
Come on.
I'm starting to think like you. Next thing I know, I'll be eating a hamburger over at the ramp.
Ooh.
I got to be careful.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Look at that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. Now, also, Cal says it's been a long time.
Oh, well.
I'm about halfway through season 7, talking about Hunter. This is definitely an email you got. You could actually tell the show changed in season 5, but season 6 had highlights with Marky Pinter and Robert Newman in episodes. What's he talking about here? Was there a change sort of in season 5 and also in season 6?
Well, in season 6, actually after season 6 was over, that was Stephanie's last year. She left the show.
Right.
So season 7, we came back with another actress in her place, a couple of actresses, and it didn't work out. The chemistry wasn't right, and and it seems forced. And I felt bad for the actresses that came in. You know, they really wanted to do well, and they did a good job, but it just it didn't work. It didn't, as they say, photograph. So we were going to come back with a revamped Hunter franchise on the eighth season. But Brandon Tartikoff left the network, went to Paramount Studios, and then asked me to come over there and do TV for him over there.
Development?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, I mean, I wound up developing Land's End over there.
So you did over there.
So, but what I did, what the good thing was, is, you know, if any idea that you get and you flower out, you know, you have to realize that it belongs to Paramount. So I didn't say anything. I developed it and worked on it and didn't tell anybody. So that show.
Why you syndicated it yourself.
That's why I syndicated it.
You little devil, you.
Yeah. Well, you know, look.
Some tips of the trade. You're learning this stuff right here on the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. Anyway, so thank you, Cal, I believe is the name. Bruce says, dear Mr. Dreyer, I love you and Hunter. I was wondering if you had, like, an idea to make a movie with you playing you, like Hunter, but being a private eye that bends the rules a little like you did. He said, we lost many of our actors doing that. I don't know what he means, but he loves you and Hunter.
It's a bad idea.
We lost him because it was a bad idea. Is that the deal?
We'd love to see you, Mr. Hunter, because you are such a rotten actor.
So there we have that over there. Anyway, you can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don't forget, we're here every week at this time on this radio station on Sirius XM, channel 217, 203 on XM, 967 online. You can check it and tune it out in Sports Byline Radio and CRN Digital Talk Radio. Check it all out and listen to us wherever you can. So and email them.
Well, Cal-El, I sure appreciate your interest and your good wishes. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and if we can, I don't know if we have time in this segment here. We're almost through here at this time, but if we get your comment, Brett Favre, you know.
Favre.
You say Favre.
It's Favre.
Brett is talking. He's not optimistic about Aaron Rodgers coming back to play for Green Bay. I would like to see Aaron coming back for Green Bay, but
why is that?
Just because he's been there and I'm a fan, you know.
Cheese? Because something to do with cheese?
Well, because I got the cheese head and all that. But anyway, apparently there's a little bad blood there with the management of the team. So Brett Favre hopes that Aaron can come back and win another Super Bowl with Green Bay, but he's not optimistic. He was on an ESPN radio show, and he said, given what he knows about Aaron Rodgers, he said he detailed this text conversation that he had, that Brett had with Aaron, and he made comparisons to his own departure, Brett's own departure from the Packers in 2008, and he says, but what was most striking was his prediction for how it will play out. He says, it's a good question, $1 million question. Here's what Brett says, quoting, I think I know Aaron fairly well, and honestly, I just don't see him coming back and just saying, all right, let's bury the hatchet, whatever caused the rift, and I'm just going to come back and play because I love the guys. I love the Green Bay fans. Brett goes on and says, I assume he does love the fans, but his rift isn't with the fans or the players. It's with the front office. Will he just swallow his pride and come in? Maybe, but I don't see that happening. If there's not a trade, my gut tells me that he'd rather sit out than play. What do you think, Fred Dreyer?
Well, I don't know the situation, but I can always remember every time I hear Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre put together, I remember what Aaron Rodgers said his rookie season when he was asking for information and how to play the position, and he was asking for help from Brett Favre, and Favre stiffed him.
Whoa, and now they're talking, but he stiffed him at that time.
That was the story. I don't know if that happened or not, but that was the story that, you know, Favre was a little stinky because, you know, he had to coach his replacement.
Yeah, that's
tough. And so I think that maybe the Aaron Rodgers is kind of PO'd that this guy Jordan Love from Utah State now is taking his place, and he has to suffer through it.
Yeah, okay.
Who knows? I don't know.
We'll continue straight ahead. Stay with us. More coming up in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
All right, welcome back here to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Boy, the show just flew by today. I don't know.
Thank you.
You were very good today, let me just tell you.
I remembered my name.
Hey, Fred. And you looked right into the camera with me and said, Fred. Fred, one shot. There you go. Oh, was this the wrong run shot? Oh, our director wasn't ready to go there. Fred, one shot. There you go. It's good stuff. What do you got planned for this week? You're coming up now a little bit. We're getting going for your big event that's going to be happening where people can get involved with you on a special
May 27th. May 27th, we're going to all be together, and we're going to get you means and the ways to get tickets for this event because it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be sitting side by side with you, Mike. I think you're going
to
be.
Are you inviting me to come?
I think you're quasi-moderator.
Honored. I'll be looking at some of the questions and getting them out to you.
Here's how it's going to work. You'll look at the screen. You'll see the people come up, and you'll say, Jim from Philadelphia wants to know, is there any way you could help me out of Philadelphia? And then we can talk a lot about anything you want to discuss. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you know what it's like? In a way, it's like the circus around Cary Grant when in his last dying days. You know, he died on the road and backstage preparing for one of these one-man shows.
Okay.
But we're doing this, you know, virtual because of...
Well, I hope you're in good health because I don't want to say anything happened while you and I are doing this show.
Yeah, of course.
I hope I'm in good health.
But Cary Grant would travel to different cities. Yeah. You know, he'd get pre-sales on tickets so he wouldn't be embarrassed. So he would come out there, and it was sold out no matter where he went. And he did it, and he said, you know something, I never thought in a million years I'd like it. And I kind of I'm coming to the fact that at some point in time in life, you know, we're getting down there in age and stuff, and there's some experiences that I think I should have. I'm speaking for myself only. That has to do with the fans and me one-on-one.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
The 27th of May, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern. We'll have full details for you next week on the show, but to mark it on your calendars. That's our show. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. I'm Michael Horn. Fred, say so long to everybody.
So long to everybody.